to the Amy Edwards Show. I'm your host, Amy Edwards. And if you're listening in real time, it's Thanksgiving when I put this out. And so I just want to start with a little gratitude. Really, any day, though, is a great day for gratitude. That's part of the whole system of up-leveling our lives, right? So I just want to start with some gratitude up top and say thank you so much for being here. Thank you for allowing me the space to connect with you. And thank you for doing this for you. And I do it for myself. I'm so grateful for the connection of podcasts, for this mic, for all the little things that make it possible in this world. How incredible is that? I'm so grateful. And so, welcome. I'm so happy you're here because we're here to uplevel our lives and find that next best version of ourselves every day through more efficient habits and finding what works and what doesn't quite work and applying it to serve us the best that we can. And of course, shifting our mindset into something that serves us as well. So I'm so excited to get some shifts with you today because I've been having some lessons. So I guess I could say I'm excited about our guest today, as I always say. Anyway, no, I'm just joking. It's me. I am the guest today and the host. It's a solo episode. And why I wanted to do it was because I've been getting these lessons in my life as I was stretching and expanding my comfort zone and all that I'm doing. And so I'm hoping that you can relate to some of it. And let's dive in. So two things that I want to talk about today. One is living what you're putting out. And the second is how to be ready. So the first one, living what you're putting out. So I've been creating some courses. One is a free mini course called The Ageless Mindset, the ultimate guide to look younger and feel happier in less than an hour. And then the second one is a bigger course that's a paid course that's called The Youthfulness Hack, the secret system to reverse aging fast to create a new radiant you. So anyway, I'm very excited about these. Things felt like they were in flow. I've been working on them simultaneously, but mainly the mini course was the one that I'm filming to go ahead and put out. And so I was feeling, like I said, super in flow. I felt like when I was working on it, it felt right. It felt like I know this stuff. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. Woohoo. But just like anything else too, anytime you dive into something new, it can feel super overwhelming. So I was working to feel like I was taking it step by step, working to feel like I could handle it, keep it very simple. For the first one, I was like, people do this, so I can do it too. If you've ever tried to create a course or if you've tried to create anything, you know that it can get into this mega overwhelming space. And there's all these platforms for it and all these things you need to know and funnels and lead magnets and, you know, words that I'm like, ah. So anyway, I'm just trying to take it step by step, but it was feeling like it was flowing. So I finally sat down. I was really scared to even record it because I think it just felt like that next leap. And can I do it? Which is funny, right? But even sitting down to record this today, a solo episode, there's no one to make me do it except myself. And so I have to force myself in the moment and I have to overcome some fear. Am I going to say the right thing? Am I going to have a bunch of ums and whatever, you know, all these little things that get in the way, the overwhelm of it, the lighting, the whatever, because I do it myself. And so anyway, it was a lot, but I was taking the next step, the next step, the next step. So I recorded everything and recorded it on my phone. And I started editing and I had not backed up everything that I had recorded. So I was going to, and the very next day my phone freaked out and I had already started editing, but I lost everything that I had filmed. I mean, I couldn't believe it. My phone was stuck on black with just the Apple logo on it. And it didn't warn me that the storage was full. It just lost its mind. And I was very down about this. I was like, is this a sign that I'm not supposed to be doing it? I had to go to the Apple store. I cried at the Apple store. I mean, I bet they are specially trained. Shout out to the guy that helped me. I can't remember your name, but you were awesome. Handled it really well. I'm sure they're specially trained to deal with people that cry at the Apple store. Anyway, Justin helped me that morning too. I had just felt really low. Like, is anything going right in my life? Can you relate? And I thought, well, my car's okay. I don't know why I thought that, but I walked outside and I had a flat tire. And I was like, wow. All right. So I just took a deep breath and headed in Justin's car to the Apple store and found out that my phone did back up everything. But the day before I recorded, it was too full the day that I did, because it does it in the middle of the night. It was too full. It didn't back up. So I thought, all right, well, I wasn't supposed to have that for some reason. And it was a good lesson in backing up. Back up your stuff, y'all. I backed it up now. It's on Google Drive. It's on my computer. So it's everywhere. And I had some moments where I was in full doubt mode. And I thought, I guess I'm not supposed to do this. I guess I'm not on the right path. Everything I was feeling was the exact, and saying in my head, was the exact opposite of what I'm putting out in that course. In that course, I am putting out an ageless mindset, which is about overcoming worry, overcoming comparison, the way we talk to ourselves, all the stuff I talk about here on the show. Ultimately, I wondered, was it universe or source asking me, do I mean what I'm putting out? Am I really living and walking the walk of everything that I'm saying in this course? And it was a moment when I had to ask myself, do I really mean all this? And am I really willing to live it when everything's not going my way? Right? Everything was being put to the test. And that happens whenever we're putting something out. An ageless mindset to me means that we move past limiting beliefs. We aren't just what we see in the mirror. We are starting with the inside, because it's an inside out job. And if we really want to find our inner glow, just like everything we talk about on this show, I mean, we do talk about some life hacks, but mostly it's an inside job. And so being faced with, okay, I am not living all the things when the chips are down, and really, how down are they? I mean, I still had a bed to sleep in, things like that, right? So first world problems-ish. So, you know, I had to gain perspective like that too. And not compare up and think everything's not going my way, you know, cry me a river. But also, I had to take stock of how I was handling things and who I was being in that moment. And if I was willing to step forward in what I was putting out and to truly live it. Because if we're not truly living something, it's not going to resonate. Whatever you're putting out. If you're talking about gratitude, but you're not practicing gratitude, you know that, right? We can sense that when we hear someone that's, something just feels off. I don't want to be like that. And I don't think you want to be like that either. We want to be really authentic in what we're putting out. So if we're telling someone else, hey, get your life together, or we're telling them, hey, you know, be who you really are, or practice X, are we really doing it? And when we hit a rough patch, how fast do we bounce back into those practices that we know serve us so well and that we are putting out there on our Instagram or on your podcast or with your friends or with your children or with your family, whatever it is. So one thing that really stood out in this to me was one section in my Ageless Mindset mini course is about turning worry around. And the tactic that I have read about in Gay Hendricks' book, The Big Leap, which is amazing, is taking whatever we're worried about. And I'm not saying like a worry like, oh my gosh, is the house going to burn down because I left the stove on? It's a worry like, am I good enough? Or should I be doing this? Anytime we have these worries, look at them from a new perspective, because it's, he says, it's something good, something big, something abundant, something new trying to break free. And that is what was happening to me. I am working to break into something new, to go for it. And instead, I started worrying about all these things, and I wasn't willing to turn the worry around in that moment. So I stopped and asked myself, am I willing to turn it around? Because sometimes, too, it feels good. It feels good to worry. It feels good to feel bad. It feels good to need comfort. Gives you an excuse to eat something, gives you an excuse to drink, use, find comfort, watch TV, binge, be depressed, curl up in bed. It's a good excuse. And when we pick up ourselves from our bootstraps and we say, nope, I'm turning it around because this is something breaking free, that's empowering. But also, you don't have that comfort of like needing to curl up in a ball. Instead, it's about really walking the walk of what you're putting out. And it's progress. And so even though it didn't feel as good in the moment, I know in the long run it's going to feel better. But it took me asking myself, am I really willing to do it? Luckily, I was. Luckily, I was willing to say, yes, this is who I want to be. And this is what I want to put out. And I want to mean it. I want to fucking mean it. So I had to gear up and re-record the whole thing and redo it. And don't think I didn't drag my feet. I did. I had to get completely dressed again, do my makeup, blah, 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 set everything up. But I did. Sat right here in this very chair with this microphone. No, actually, it was a different microphone. But anyway, but yeah, so I did it. I made some vows to myself when I turned 50 a few months ago. And I don't have them in front of me, but one of them was to quit worrying about stuff. And that is such a challenge, because anytime we feel fear, we're worried. We're projecting these outcomes that we think are possible. And how do we drop those? I was like, I am so sick of worrying. What's it going to take for me to let go of these? And I was like, it's going to take just letting go of them. So that is what I am working on doing. And this moment was such a learning experience for me of really walking the walk of what I'm saying. And y'all, I swear to you, I am not perfect, not by a long shot, but I'm going to share what I'm learning and I'm going to keep trying. Because sometimes I want to quit. I have had those moments where I'm like, clearly I need to just go, I don't know, get a job or something, like a real job with health insurance. And you know what? I come back around and I'm like, nope, no, this is what I'm doing. And I'm committed and I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to let fear get the best of me. I'm going to keep going. So where in our lives do we experience challenges that are actually trying to show us that, or ask us rather, are you willing to step up and walk the walk of the talk that you're putting out? So that is what I wanted to bring to you today. Any place you can find these challenges, or maybe you're giving someone else advice and we need to take our own advice. We need to look back here, right? Look in the mirror. Look at that person, rather than all outside ourselves. And it's okay to not recognize it right off the bat. It's okay to self-comfort yourself, right? To take a bath, to eat, to if you drink. It's all right. It's all right. You're human. Cut yourself some slack. But it's about how fast you pick back up, how fast you can see the lesson and turn it around. Take the lesson. So that was the first part of what I wanted to share today. Are you ready to up-level your pleasure practice? I have in mind, and one of the tools that I've used is from Waands. That's Waands. One of my favorite items that they have is the cervix wand. It is their number one best-selling glass pleasure wand for vaginal and anal de-armoring. That means more sensation. That means more getting in touch with your body. It's designed for cervical and G-spot stimulation, and it has helped thousands of women become more connected to themselves and their own pleasure while supporting them to heal pelvic pain through self-yoni massage. So if you are curious about getting more in touch with yourself, then I have an offer for you. You can get a discount using my code Amy Edwards, but if you use the link in the show notes, you can get 20% off from Waands. They have so many other beautiful items to choose from, with a large selection of 100% pure crystal pleasure wands. They create the most gorgeous, luxurious products that encourage you to honor your body, celebrate your sexuality, and live in pleasure, which is a big part of what we're about on this show. And yes, I use one myself. So go today to waands.com, that's Waands, and use the code Amy Edwards for 10% off, or use my link in the show notes for 20% off of your purchase from Waands. Again, my favorite is the cervix wand. It is trademarked and it is amazing. Take it from me. Check it all out and the reviews on waands.com. That's Waands.com. And use my link in the show notes for 20% off. The second part of what I want to share today is about being ready. So many times we wait to feel ready. But as I was just saying in this, it's all a learning process as we go. What awaits us on the other side is so scary. But it's also the flip of the coin from feeling like it's scary to feeling like it's an adventure. I don't think we're ever ready, no matter what it is we're trying to do. I feel sometimes we're more ready than maybe we give ourselves credit for. Maybe we're more ready than we were 2 years ago if you're, gaining some experience. But are we really ready? A lot of times the answer is no. But that's the whole point. It's never going to be perfect when you kick it off. You're going to learn as you go. You're going to get better. If it was perfect from the start, what fun would that be? It's really about this learning. And that was something else that I learned in this process, is that I wasn't really ready. I don't really know what I'm doing, but I'm just taking it step by step. And I'm willing to show up for myself and show up for the process and show up for life and show up for learning. Hard as it can be sometimes, because we want to fall into that fear. We want to fall into that worry. It's comforting. It's weirdly comforting. Joe Dispenza says that, has done the research, really, I should say. Joe Dispenza has done the research and says that we have a chemical in our brain that we could get addicted to feeling the stress. We can get addicted to how any of those negative emotions feel. And then we crave more of that. We get used to it. We're addicted. So overcoming that is no small feat at all. We have that within us. We have this power to fall into an addiction of those self-pity, blame, guilt, fear, all those negative emotions. It's an actual brain process with chemicals and everything. So counteracting that is an effort. Now, how do we do that? daily practice. Just practice, practice, practice. You're not going to be ready. You cut yourself some slack. You say, I'm going to do it anyway. And you stop caring what people think. That's a big one for me. So many times I'm projecting what I think someone thinks onto the situation. Even this right now, recording this right now, I have little voices in my head that say, oh, what if someone listens and thinks it's embarrassing, thinks you're, you know, who does she think she is? Giving advice, who does she think she is? Ageless. Quit talking about your 50 or whatever it is, you know? And those are all things that I'm projecting in my mind because I'm used to it. I'm so used to it. I've been doing it for so long and I'm just so tired of it. And it's not even true. It's right there with worry. How can we shift that around or stop listening to it in general? Give ourselves the space to just go for it anyway. I wrote that down. I've been writing down my journal prompts and it's a little process, little 5 questions that I use every day. And the last one is name today's energy. And if you want to hear the rest of them, they are on my Instagram at Real Amy Edwards. And it was just go for it energy. Go for it energy. You know, the course, this show, Instagram, all the things that are public that we're putting out. But it doesn't have to be those big things. It can be just go for it energy with being a parent, with speaking your truth, with getting authentic about whatever it is that you're saying, finding the little spaces where maybe we hold back because we're scared of what someone might think if we tell the truth. Maybe you didn't love, I don't know, a movie that you saw and you're with people that loved it. Do you express that? Do you tell the truth? And you could say it kindly, of course. But it's all about those little spaces that we can find to truly express ourselves without fear, without worry, without projection. I know. So, yes. Are you ready? Probably not, but do it anyway. Even when it's terrifying, the point is we learn as we go. So just go. Bring that go for it energy. I'm so happy that we did this short something today. I really felt compelled to share that story about losing all that footage because the day after it happened, I thought, okay, you know, this really happened for a reason. And it gave me more to tell about the not being ready, the development of this course, the behind the scenes of how it went. Rather than everybody thinking like, oh, wow, she did that. Oh, she knows what she's doing. Nope. No, I don't. And I'm learning lessons about backing up my shit. I had a little voice, too, about back it up. I had this tiny voice in my head like, you need to back this up. Always listen to that little voice. Always. Especially when it's telling you to back up your computer or phone or whatever it is. Always. 100%. So anyway, I want to wish you a really happy end of the year. And if you're interested in checking out my course too, I would love that. I would absolutely love it. And I would love to know what you think of it too. And what speaks to you, maybe what doesn't. It's really simple. Like you can complete the whole thing in, I say under an hour, but actually it's more like 30 minutes. And it's 6 segments called the Glow 6, and it's all about that ageless mindset and looking younger and feeling happier really quickly. And yeah, it takes time to implement those things, but it doesn't take any extra money. It doesn't take any extra willpower. It just takes conscious effort. That's it. It's all right in here. We've got it right in here. So if you want to look in the mirror and see someone that reflects how you really feel, instead of, I don't know, what we can see when we look in the mirror, then this course is for you. If you want to transform just a little bit. And then the full course is all about really embracing a new lifestyle and a new radiant you. So again, it's called The Ageless Mindset, the ultimate guide to look younger and feel happier. And of course, it doesn't cost a thing. It doesn't cost a thing, and it doesn't cost a thing, right? And then my full course, The Youthfulness Hack, The Secret System to Reverse Aging Fast and Create a New Radiant You, excuse me, is going to be out very soon by the end of the year. So you could start it. It's $297. You can pre-order it. And I'm so excited to share all the practices, not only that I do, but that I've learned on this show. I do all of them. Am I super consistent with everything all the time? No, but that's part of the beauty of it. You just do it all as much as you can, more often than you don't, which is one of the founding principles of all this work. Do it more often than you don't, right? Have some grace on yourself. Just like everything we talked about today, do it more often than you don't. And when you don't, catch yourself. You know, if you catch yourself not being fully honest, well, you can go be honest. Or you can do better next time. So yes, please do. It's in the show notes. And I just want to say again, I want to reiterate how thankful I am to be here. And I can feel my heart as I say that. And I really am. I'm just incredibly grateful to be able to share everything and connect with you. And I want to say just a humongous thank you for trusting me and showing up. That means a lot, a lot. And I really do mean it all. Wow, I just got overwhelmed with emotion. I really do. I really do. So, I didn't know I was going to cry. I guess that's just how much I mean it. So, yeah, I love you so much. And I'm wishing you just the happiest holiday season. And I know it's very challenging a lot of times for all of us with finances and, you know, family. But maybe it's like that perspective that I was talking about earlier. Keep it all in perspective. Right. Hopefully you've got a phone in your hand and a bed to sleep in and some food. So, you know, and love. And if we can just focus on that and honest communication, I mean, man, we are wealthy beyond measure. So thank you so much for being here. Again, check out my free course. Check it out. It's really quick. And I feel like there's amazing nuggets in there that you can take away. Ageless Mindset. It is in the show notes. And yeah, if you're interested in buying the full course too, it's $297. So I would be so honored. Creating this has been a big leap for me because I haven't really known what I was doing. I've had to overcome fear, all of that. And I, you know, was working in radio up until August, and that job ended. The Statesman that I worked for, the newspaper here in Austin, ended its whole audio department. So I was out of a job and out of a stream of income that I counted on. And so here I am creating a new stream of income, which I need. And so but it just feels good and it feels fun and it feels like it's something that can help us all better our lives. Myself included, because I keep learning. As I create this, I am learning, putting it in practice. So thank you so much for being here. Please share with a friend if you feel called. Always, that's how we grow. Also, if you can leave a review, a rating, just takes a moment and I'd be immensely grateful. And if you want to screenshot that and send it to me, please do. You can share it with me at my Instagram. You can DM me. I check those all the time. I'm at Real Amy Edwards. You can follow me on TikTok too. You can at The Magic Babe. That's a little bit of a different thing. Also, I am running for Fab Over 40. I'm going to put a link in the show notes. And so, yes, I'm way over 40, but I am in that contest and I've made it to the quarterfinals. So I would love your vote. It's free also. And what else? I think that's pretty much it. You can sign up for the newsletter too. It's at amyedwards.com and I'll keep you up to date. We have still some great shows. We're going to talk about Enneagram coming up before the end of the year. We're going to talk about, we're going to talk about twerking. We're going to talk about getting in your body and empowerment. I just have some great shows coming up. I'm so excited. We're going to talk about nutrition. Anyway, all the things are coming up and they're for everybody. And I'm so excited. So I love you so much. Thank you again for being here. And I guess that's it. You're a total badass. Remember, live what you're putting out. It resonates harder and it just feels good. Feels damn good. I love you so much. Have a beautiful Thanksgiving or a beautiful whatever day it is. And till next time.
This has been the Amy Edwards Show from Overcome Studios. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe. And thank you so much for being here. Sign up for our newsletter at amyedwards.com.